You can read that part if you want.
Right on.
Today we're today we're talking about food in many, many ways. Preparation, food deserts is one thing we want to touch on. We have Dave Casper from the it's the ACF.
Yeah, the ACF Rochester.
Okay.
We're actually the Professional Chefs and Cooks Association of Rochester. We have shortened it to the ACF ROC.
Gotcha.
You can find us at acfroc.org.
And then Ashley Chung, a chef trainer at FoodLink.
Yes.
Now, FoodLink, people think it's probably just a big warehouse where they store the food to give to people who need it, but it's way more than that, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it is a big warehouse. You hit it on the head there, but it is also a place where we supply we supply food banks and food pantries, nursing homes, the Rochester City School District with food, so that they can feed their people.
Yeah. The cafe at Rundale Library.
Oh, absolutely. If you've not been to the cafe, please go down there. We took a old cafe and made it our fellowship cafe. So it is a training cafe and also a place where anyone can get an affordable meal.
So when we were talking about, it's not just a food bank. You guys train. So who comes to you to train, and where do they go from there once they're trained?
So it is awesome. I am the chef trainer of a program called the Career Fellowship. It is a alternative to culinary school. So it is a New York State apprenticeship, but an alternative in the sense that people do not pay to attend my school. We pay them.
Oh, wow.
And the ACF loves FoodLink.
Yes, we do. And we love the ACF.
Now, didn't you just, Dave, you told me that they just got accredited?
They are working towards an ACF national accreditation.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. In which I am a national site evaluator who actually is a chef who goes and evaluates their curriculum, interviews their instructors, and talks to students and evaluates everything they're doing so that I would send a report to national to see if they meet our criteria, and they seem to exceed it.
And Ashley must be a good trainer because you bring him along everywhere.
I love Ashley very dearly because his passion for what we're doing is very similar to mine.
Now, you and I were talking before we turned the microphones on about the accreditation of the ACF. If one of his students gets accredited, right, that means their earning potential grows, right?
They are worth more money. They are more attractive to employers. They have the credentials to prove that they have the skills that they are stating that they may have.
Right. So that's just your top echelon, and you've got the stamp of approval then, right?
Absolutely. As a hiring manager, I know that this individual has been trained.
Right. Properly.
Properly,
yes. Yes. Is there any particular, is there any particular types of food, or is it just being the chef knowledge in general? You know what I'm saying? Is it a specialty? Like they're good at French food or this kind of food, or is it just chef skills in general?
Go ahead, Ash.
I can answer that. So there's different types of chefs all around the world. There's different types of cooks. There are people with different specialties. There are people with different affinities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're asking is that we want our students to be well-rounded and be able to go anywhere and be able to perform. And if they have to maybe learn a specific cuisine, then they wouldn't have any trouble doing that.
Right.
But to go in there with a lot of really good skills that they could use anywhere, even overseas or something.
So it's not
like
cuisine specific, in other words.
No,
it's general being
Now we do teach to different cuisines. We do teach to different regional cuisines.
If they wanted, is it a elective or something like that?
Yeah, it's just something that we try to teach. So what makes our program different from most other programs around the country is that we're a year-long program.
Okay.
Most programs are 3 months or 12 weeks. They teach you the basics of culinary.
Right.
They get you into something that would get you into production or being able to do some prep, whereas we want to train you up to get kind of middle skills. We want you to be a line cook or higher.
And they have available externships through months 9 through 12.
Yeah.
And at that point, they can be placed in specific restaurants, country clubs, whatever, to what suits their passions.
Right, right. Yeah. And and you said the word bear. So I have to ask you both, have you watched the show? And
yes,
and the chef skills, is it legit?
It's legit.
It's legit.
Yeah. It's legit.
To the point where sometimes I cringe a little bit at some of the stuff. But one of the things that my program trains people to is not have to accept some of the old ways. So if you saw some of the things that seemed a little, a lot of negativity, right? We don't want our students to have to deal with that. So we're teaching them to advocate for a good work environment. And we know that the ACF wants the same thing. So we only get partnerships and with potential employers that have good kitchen environments.
Right. Yes. And mostly, Dino, those days are gone. The industry has changed. We understand that work-life balance is very critical to having happy employees.
A lot of people realize that with COVID, right? Especially in your industry,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Because they're used to working weekends and nights.
So it's a great time to enter this industry if you have the passion for that.
Now, you were saying something else is happening with the programs at MCC. Is that correct?
So, yeah, MCC recently has been an accredited certification testing site, which is huge. It's historic in Rochester. It's never happened before, which means that people who are working towards their ACF certifications, generally right now you have to go to Toronto, Buffalo, Erie,
really?
Ohio.
Wow.
You know, so now we have got a site here locally where you can test locally. Also, several of our chefs in our chapter are currently finishing up their apprenticeships to be certification evaluators. And I also do have other chefs from the Northeast region who are happy to come here to Rochester. So our goal is perhaps by the end of this fall of 2023 or certainly spring of 2024 to have a local certification test site with local certification evaluators, just to make it the whole process as simple as possible. Our reigning champ, Brian Matice, our chef of the year for 2022, is our certification chair, and he works really hard towards helping anybody who wants to pursue any level of certification other than certified master chef along that path with what do they need to do, how do we, you know, wrap this all up and get all the criteria we need, because it's jumping through a lot of hoops and it does take some time, but it takes work and effort on your part, but that's showing that you are worthy and deserving of that title. And when somebody in the industry hires somebody that is certified, you will know that they are able to meet that criteria.
Okay, I want to become a certified master chef. How long is it going to take me?
Your life.
Thank you.
That's something good to go
I'm
for.
I'm good on
Dino.
A grill, okay?
Yeah, but it might take you a while.
Well, are we talking 6 months, 2 years?
A certified master chef. No, I believe there's only just over 60 of them in the country.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so master is the top notch. A certified chef.
Okay, let's see. You
Not
can start out at a certified fundamental cook, which is a relatively new certification. So if somebody has a GED or a high school education or 75 hours of educational hours, they can take a 30-hour nutrition course, a 30-hour food safety and sanitation course. Now they can put in an application to take a written test for certified fundamental cook. After they pass that test, they can schedule what's called a performance test, which is great. What we've just done at any of these certification evaluation sites, you can take that test. And in essence, you got 2.5 hours to fabricate a chicken, steam some carrots, make rice pilaf, and then take that chicken breast and make a chicken breast entree with an herb sauce. You make 2 plates in 2.5 hours. We judge you based on your knife skills, your sanitation, your workflow, your organizational skills, and then presentation and taste. But it's a very...
It sounds intense.
But it's a great place to start and get yourself motivated and get that first level certification. If you go through an accredited program, which we're working on at MCC and also we're working on at FoodLink, is you will come out of there and already ready to get your certified culinarian level.
Wow, that's great. Now, you talked about Brian Matice, the Chef of the Year. How did he become the Chef of the Year? We have an event coming up.
Okay, yes. ACF, next year we're going to be here in Rochester for 50 years. We hold a Chef of the Year competition every fall. We have a high level of criteria that a person has to meet to be nominated to compete for that title. It's our most prestigious award that we give out every year. We have a big awards banquet every spring, and where we give out awards and sponsor scholarships and such like that. But for the Chef of the Year, if you're nominated, you compete usually against two other competitors.
Uh-huh.
And this year we're going to do it at Food Link on November the 13th, hosted by Food Link in their kitchen. So in essence, the current Chef of the Year, Brian Mattis, will have a mystery basket protein or proteins.
Oh, that's right. He gets to tell you what you're going to cook, right?
So, right. You walk in and you get to see the pantry items and the staples that are beyond a table. You'll get to view that. Then at the announcement of the mystery protein is revealed. So the competing chefs have 15 minutes to write a menu. They right. have 1 hour to prepare four plates of an entree.
It's just like a TV show. It's yes. like watching a TV show, yeah, isn't yeah, it?
Yes.
I was there last year. It was crazy.
Right. You're judged on all the criteria. We have our past reigning Chef of the Year as a judge, as well as a handful of past Chef of the Year winners are the judges.
And so, we're not supposed to say that you're going to be competing, or
there's a rumor. Yes.
Okay. Have you competed before?
I did compete in 2019, where Chef Mike Macri. He was our winner that year, and he certainly deserved to win.
Canandaigua boy.
So right. So in 2020, I was elected chapter president. I was nominated last year to compete, but I did not want to compete
right.
And be president at the same time, and just I wanted to allow others have that opportunity. However, I've been nominated a few times this year, and so I feel like, yeah, sure, I'll compete.
All right. We're looking forward to that, right, Ashley?
Absolutely, every year.
So now we've talked about all these programs. Where do we go to find out more about them?
We can go to acfroc.org. We're going to be updating our sites, or you can check out ACF Rochester on Facebook or ACF Rochester on Instagram. We have pages. The tickets are going to become available. They're free to any of our members and their guests. They're going to be available for sale to the general public. We also make tickets available to our several sponsors as well. So there's usually right. a pretty good crowd at the event. It's a fun event. There's tasting stations.
There's all sorts of tasting, yes, I was going to say. Who's providing the tastings this
time?
We
like to make opportunity for our fellow educational programs in our area. RIT is going to do a station. MCC does a station. I believe BOCES in Wayne County and Spencerport will do a station. Food League will do a station. So
there's going to be a lot of tastings there.
Absolutely.
And then the competition.
Then the competition. So, yeah, you have an hour to prepare the four dishes. You got 5 minutes to plate it, and it's off to the judges. And then we will find out who our new 2023 champ will be.
That's November 13th.
And it's November 13th,
if you're really
correct.
Kind of a foodie kind of person and want to see that in person, you can do it at
Absolutely.
Food Link and
Absolutely.
Get to see Food Link. What an amazing place they have over there off of Mount Reed.
Food Link is an amazing place, and if we had an opportunity, I would love to Ashley to be able to share some of his thoughts on food deserts. It's a topic that we've been talking about.
Yeah, let's do it. We got a couple minutes left.
Excellent. If you don't know what a food desert is, it is a place where there's low access to healthy fruits and vegetables,
sure.
healthy food, right? You might have corner stores and bodegas. You might have fast food restaurants, but you don't have a really good grocery store or a market.
Fresh fruit, right? Vegetables.
And at Food Link, we want to end hunger. We want healthier communities, and we believe food is a basic human right.
Absolutely.
So healthy food is something that we preach, and that's what we do at Food Link. We get healthy foods into the community. So if you've ever seen our mobile markets, which are basically food trucks, but people from the community can come on these trucks and buy fruits and vegetables, eggs, dairy, things like that, and go back home and make healthy foods.
It's like a grocery store on wheels.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. And yeah. I might mention, I recently learned that most of these programs that Food Link is doing used to be a lot of items donated to them. And that's been very tight over the last period of time, in which I just learned that Food Lake is purchasing most all the food that they are
really
providing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's a huge misconception by the public. When they see food from Food Lake, they think it's donated.
Right, it's donated
or,
food.
No,
right?
Our food is 90% of it is purchased. 90% of it is purchased. We have a huge kitchen where we actually cook food from scratch and get that into the community. Some things are purchased. Wegmans is one of our big donors, but those things like dry goods and canned goods are mm-hmm. what we use from Wegmans.
Right.
All the food that we make at our community cafe is food that's purchased and then prepped and cooked by really qualified chefs and then put back into the community.
It's if we went to foodlink.org, Is that where we would go if we wanted
NY.org.
Foodlinkny.org.
Yep, for any information. So information on the fellowship, information on how to get healthy food. Yep, on my classes.
And how to give.
And how to give, yes. Donations are amazing, right? So how to give food, but mostly donate money. We have several fundraising things. We just got through the thing of the public market. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, so yes, foodlinkny.org is where you go to get all the information, whether you want to donate or receive food.
And ACFROC.com?
ACFROC.org.
Oh, it's an org as well.
Yes, okay. And I'm currently the executive chef at the Summit of Brighton, and we every week donate all of our leftover foods that we store safely to the Open Door Mission.
Oh,
I actually delivered myself this week, and they're making requests.
Oh, sure.
For items. They really enjoy our food. Well, but this is the whole point of what we are trying to do, is come together and do what we can to help feed people.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming in. And the event is November 13. If you want to go to acfroc.org to find out more about it on November 13th and come and watch the chef competition, and or go to foodlinkny.org to find out more about what Ashley's doing over there off of Mount Reed and how they can help, right?
And come say hello to our MC, Dino K.
Exactly. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.